Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Abounding Ability. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Let's all turn to John, Gospel account of John, the 10th chapter. And then we'll go over to 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. A few weeks ago, we began on this subject talking about abounding ability. And I want us to continue. Abounding ability. John 10 and verse 10. John 10:10, Jesus said, "The thief comes not but for to steal and to kill and to destroy. I am come." Here Jesus is telling us why he came. A lot of people have come up with a lot of reasons why they think he came, but why don't we just let him tell us why he came? Jesus said, "I am come that they might have life and that they might have it more abundantly." The Amplified says it like this in that latter part. "I came that they might may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows."
Thank you, Lord.
Now the definition of this word and these words bear out the Amplified rendering. It's more than just the word abundance in modern vernacular doesn't quite tell it. Let me read the definitions of the word that appears here in numerous other places in the New Testament. Actually, there's about 7 different words in the Greek that have similar meaning that are found throughout the New Testament. And they're different forms of the word perissos. And it means basically, superabundance. Not just abundance, but what?
Superabundance.
Which is why the Amplified says, "in abundance to the full," but didn't stop there. Till it what?
Overflows.
Now, this is not a new thought in the Word of God. How many remember the 23rd Psalm?
Yes.
"The Lord is my shepherd." What?
I
come short a lot of the time. Huh? Huh? A lot of times I don't quite make it, but we do the best we can. A lot of times we come up short, but you know, you just never know if God's working something out. See, these are all the goofy ideas of men that people have come up with and preachers have preached, but it's absolutely contrary to the Word of God. How many believe this verse?
Yes.
"The Lord is my shepherd, I what?
I shall not want.
I shall not want." What's His will? No lack. No lack. Keep reading. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures." Do you know why, if you're a sheep or if you're a cow, you know why you're laying down in the green pasture? Because your belly is full. If it wasn't full, you'd be up, you'd be grazing, you'd be moving around. But the fact that you're laying down is because your belly's so full. You just have to lay there and go, ah, as the green grass waves over your head. "He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters." Keep going. "He restores my soul. He leads me in the paths of righteousness for His name's sake." Keep going. "Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil." I will what? I won't be afraid of anything. No evil. "For You're with me. Your rod and Your staff, they comfort me." Keep going. "You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies." Now, this can't be when you get to heaven. I said, this can't be when you get to heaven, because your enemy's not going to be there.
That's
How many absolutely convinced the devil and his bunch and demons are not going to be in glory in heaven? They ain't living beside me. How about you? They're not going to be there. They're certainly not going to be around the table where we're fellowshipping with the Father and the Lord and each other. No. No. So this has to be down here, doesn't it? Well, it surely just got through saying walking through the valley of the shadow of death. That's not heaven either, is it? That's all down here. You prepare a table before me in the presence of my enemies. Didn't say they'd all go away. He'd just provide for you in front of them. You anoint my head with oil. My cup is about half full. Sometimes up to three quarters full. My cup. My cup is right to the brim. Filled to the brim. No. No. Wouldn't the Lord know when the cup was full? Wouldn't He know when you had put absolutely the last drop that you could without spilling any? Then why, pray tell, does He keep pouring it in? Because that's who He is. That's who He is. That's what He is. He pours and keeps a pouring until it runs right over the side and it gets on the table and you go, Lord, Lord, it's a running over. He goes, I know. Ain't it great? Ain't it great? Lord, it's a running on the floor. He says, I know. It's wonderful, isn't it? That's how He thinks. That's how you and I need to get our minds renewed to think. Religion has taught that somehow scarcity and lack and being tight somehow shows holiness or piety, whatever that is. No, godliness, like God, is what we should seek to be like. And He is the God of abundance. He's the God of more than enough. Do you believe it, saints?
Yes.
Said out loud, my cup runneth over. My cup runneth over. My cup runs over. Oh, saint, get that in your spirit. Get that in your mind. I want it rolling around in there all night tonight. I want you to wake up and roll over and go, my cup runs over. My cup, I want you to get up in the morning and say, my cup runneth over. Runneth over as you're driving around town, as you're eating lunch. I want you to say, my cup runneth over. My cup. Build this into your consciousness. Do you think we need mind renewal?
Yes.
Oh, we do. So many of us grew up in lack. Grew up in lack. And worse, we're taught at church that lack was somehow the will of God. Oftentimes the plan of God. It's just not true. Can't be when verses like this say something else. Got to make up your mind what you're going to believe. What men think or what the Word says. I'm going with the Word. How about you? Go to 2 Corinthians, the 9th chapter. 2 Corinthians 9. Let's see, verse 5, we can go to verse 5. He says, I thought it necessary to urge the brothers to visit you in advance and finish the arrangements for the generous gift you had promised. Everybody say, generous gift.
Yes.
He said, then it'll be ready as a generous gift, not as one grudgingly given. Two very different ways of giving. Generously versus grudgingly. Keep reading. Remember this, whoever sows sparingly will also reap sparingly. And this goes with the previous verse of grudgingly. Grudgingly and sparingly go together. And it reveals just a tight mentality. Tight thinking, tight talking, tight feeling, tight giving. The Bible refers to narrowness. Narrowness. Before you can prosper on the outside, you got to prosper on the inside. 3 John 2 says, "Beloved, I wish above all things that you'd prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers." So he's talking about prosperity inside, in the soul, being tied to prosperity out here. Plenty, abundance, doesn't start in your pocketbook or in your checking account or savings account. It starts in your soul. It starts in your thinking and in your believing, in how you see things, how you hear things. You don't have to have another dollar to become a generous soul. That's something that changes inside you. Keep reading. "Each man should give what he's decided in his heart to give, not reluctantly or under compulsion," see, not grudgingly, "for God loves cheerful giver. And God's able to make all grace abound to you, so that in all things, at all times, having all you need, you will abound to every good work." Is this the will of God?
Yes.
Don't let men who don't know the Word and don't know God tell you something else is the will of God for you. Let the Bible tell you what the will of God is for you. This is New Testament. Isn't it?
Yeah.
Holy Spirit inspired. Yeah. This is the unchanging will of God for everybody, everywhere, all the time. Yeah. What's the will of God? In all things, at all times, having all you need, and able to abound. These are the same words that you see over in John 10. Abound to every good work. This is abundance. Let me give you the definitions of these words again. This word that's translated abundance in John 10:10, also here in other places, it literally means, like we said, superabundance. One word is surplusage. Surplusage. It means to be in excess. It's translated over and above. It's translated enough and to spare. It's translated, all you need and more, which is surplus, extra, everything you need and then some.
Thank you, Lord.
Right? Abundance plus. Surplus. Say it out loud. Abundance,
abundance.
Plus.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series, Abounding Ability, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.
Thanks be to God.
Be to God who gives me